This is Dr. Ali, ALI, dictating his physical patient in Bowman, BOWMN Gloria, GLORIA, date of birth 1/4/1953, place Autumn Lake, rehab at Arlington West, date of service 1/9/2024. Date of birth for this patient is 1/4/1953, date of birth. His initial history and physical, new admission, admitted today. History of present illness, this is a 71-year-old female. She was brought by the family from home to be admitted to the subacute nursing facility because patient has been declining. She has a previous stroke with right-sided weakness, and she has been not ambulating at all at home. She was bedridden, and patient was brought. She has been admitted for further evaluation and physical therapy. At present, when I saw her, she's lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. She does have a bilateral leg edema and right-sided weakness, and she denies any chest pain, diarrhea, no dysuria. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, PVA with right-sided weakness, number three, ambulatory dysfunction, number four, hyperlipidemia. Allergies not known, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. She lives with the family, at home with the family. Family history positive for diabetes and hypertension. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, bilateral leg edema. She also has some discoloration in the toes, both feet. Neuro, no syncope, no dizziness. Endocrine, no palsy, no palsy, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, re-entered M3. A very pleasant and cooperative lady. Her blood pressure is 150/72, pulse 66, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, respiration is 20 per minute. Body weight is 220.5 pounds. Her head, eyes, and ectaric, pupils are reactive. No ear, no discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs are clear. Heart SNS 2 regular, rubrum is soft, non-tender valves from past extremity, bilateral 2 plus splitting edema, both legs, and both toes and the feet, they have some discoloration in the skin, dark discoloration. Neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented M3. Motor power on the right arm is 1/2/5, right leg is 1/5, left side power is 4/5/5, left leg is 3/5. Assessment, patient is admitted, number one, ambulatory dysfunction, number two, generalized weakness, number three, previous CVA with right side weakness, number four, hypertension, number six, number five, hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will get patient with current medication. She's on aspirin 81 milligram daily. These are home medication. Aspirin 81 milligram daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram QPM. Metoprolol 50 mg BID, Losartan 50 mg daily, vitamin D3, 2000 units daily. I will continue all her current medications, get CBC, CMP, lipid profile, hemoglobin A1C level and TSH level tomorrow. Because of the bilateral leg edema that's extensive, we'll do venous Doppler, both legs tomorrow, and also do arterial Doppler for evaluation for PVD and chest X-ray baseline. Care plan discussed with the patient and the son, both at the bedside. Most MOLST capital words I have discussed with the patient, most form in detail. All her questions are answered. Patient wants to be full code. Transfer to the hospital, yes. IV antibiotic, yes. If need, CPR, yes. Mechanical ventilation, yes. All the lab to be done, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. Hemodialysis if needed, yes. And G2 feeding if needed, yes. It was also discussed with the patient's son. Both of them, they're sitting at the bedside. They all agree. Care plan also discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.